From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Witnesses say a car bomb has exploded outside a major hotel in Somalia's capital and that gunmen have stormed the building. The bomb detonated Wednesday afternoon outside the Hotel Ambassador in central Mogadishu. Witnesses tell VOA Somali service that security forces cordoned off the area and that soldiers moved into the hotel to flush out the gunmen. There was no immediate word on casualties. The assault came just hours after officials reported an assault elsewhere in Somalia, and it killed the militant commander responsible for last year's massacre at Garissa University College in Kenya. Mohamed Mohamed, better known as Dulya Den, was head of al-Shabaab's feared Amniyat unit and masterminded the April 2015 attack on that college that left 148 people dead, nearly all of them students. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday that a French ship picked up signals likely emitted from the black boxes of an Egypt airplane that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea last month. The Civil Aviation Ministry said a French Navy surveillance vessel picked up the signals from the seabed of the search area. Authorities also say another vessel affiliated with the deep ocean search firm is heading to the area carrying a robot capable of diving up to 3,000 meters to retrieve the flight data recorders. Civilian casualties are beginning to mount as the battle for the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah intensifies. Iraqi forces launched an offensive aimed at retaking the city. At least 20,000 children are trapped inside the city, according to a statement released by the United Nations Children Fund, or UNICEF, and the organization is urging all parties to ensure the safety of the children. This is VOA News.